Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Our second pair of couples get married, the dads start crying, and we have some pretty awkward receptions. It's all happening right now on the Married at First Sight After Show here on AfterBuzz TV. These couples are crazy.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz
begin.
Ha-ha! Oh, that's yeah. There we go.
It's getting good, finally.
It is.
Like, I can see the drama formatting before our very eyes as we watch the show. What is up, everybody? Welcome back. Thank you so much for hanging out with us here on a lovely Wednesday evening. We're talking Married at First Sight. We're talking how crazy people can get doing these arranged marriage things. I am your host, Mike Thieling, but of course, I'm not alone. Newcomer to the panel, newcomer to the Married at First Sight After Show. To my left is Jim Alexander.
Yes. What's going on? Right off the other show. I was just talking wrestling an hour ago, but I'm ready to talk relationships, this, couples.
Like, this is basically wrestling.
It's basically real life.
It's still combat.
It's a battle.
We had to bring in a single guy, and further to our left, the other end, keeping it real, Lanisha Fisher.
Yes, the single woman.
The single woman, that's right. I had to recruit the single people.
Yes.
Our girl Carmen, still not here tonight. She's going to be here next week. It's going to be fun. Guys.
Come on, girl. I need you. I need girl power over here.
That's right. You're being overpowered right now in the relationship show.
Okay.
It doesn't usually happen that way. It doesn't usually happen that way. Let's first get into this. Obviously, guys, we're going to talk about the episode. You know how we do it here. We go couple by couple. Then we got some fun special segments for you. We'll do a little bit of news and gossip. Some juicy gossip, actually, if you guys haven't seen the latest news on our former expert on the show. And then we'll do a little predictions. But first, I want to get your guys' overall thoughts on tonight's episode. Lanisha?
I feel just so sad. I almost cried a little bit for Matt. So, he ain't got nobody. I just felt like really bad for him overall in the episode.
We're going to get into that really, really big. Jim, you're a newcomer to the show.
Yeah.
What are your overall thoughts just going on?
I can't imagine. Listen, I was almost in this situation, okay? Truth be told.
Tell it.
We'll tell it. I was approached by the show and I kind of auditioned, went through a little process of it. I could have been on the Chicago season, okay?
How many seasons ago was that?
Because I forget like now. Two or three?
Man, so what stage would you have been at? Would you have been in that gigantic room where they're having you go through a whole day of workshops and all that
pretty
kind
much
of stuff?
Yeah. It's a pretty elaborate process to get on. But, you know, I was just ending college. It was my last semester. And
they're like, perfect. Wow. Yeah. Perfect time
marriage
to get married to a stranger.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, they asked me if I'm looking for love, and clearly I was, you know, at the time. So coming out of college, but I look back and think about it.
Yeah.
My sister's like, you idiot, you should have done it right away. You know, I'm just like, you know.
We might have not have known you. You might not be on the panel.
I might not have been. My life would have changed completely because I'm still single as hell as
okay,
it gets.
You could have had you a woman.
You could have been fine.
And I look at the show and these girls are super cute. I'm like, okay, at least they would have matched me up well in that sense. But it's interesting to see these couples for a first time meeting. That's the first initial thing. You always wonder, like, what is it going to be when they see each other, right?
Yeah.
For the first time, the anticipation, the buildup of it all.
Right.
Are they going to be attracted to each other? That's the first thought that comes through. What's the reaction?
And so that is a perfect segue into what I thought about this episode, because for me, this episode, it's the second one, the first episode, these are always the lull to me in this show, because everybody, like we said, is on cloud 11. They're having a great time. It's a party. They're just drinking. Their family, their friends, everybody's there. So it's a lot of adrenaline, a lot of excitement. It's brand new. So you don't really get into the drama until they've known each other for a little bit.
Right.
And they've been off and they've been doing stuff with each other. But
honeymoon
it doesn't matter.
Phase.
Yeah, they're definitely still, I mean, their entire relationship until D-Day is basically the honeymoon phase. It's only 8 weeks.
Well,
right?
You know what I mean,
but
until they move in.
Quick. Stuff breaks down really quick because everything is so accelerated with this show and with these kind of relationships.
No question.
This episode, right off the bat, we see Keith and Iris get married. We see Elizabeth and Jamie get married. we knew they were saving this for the second episode because these are the couples that obviously there's a lot more drama going on, right? Iris is a virgin. We can't stop hearing about how she's a virgin. We get the fact that she's a virgin. It's Bachelor Colton all over again, right?
Oh,
Everybody gets it. Everybody gets it. But they had an amazing spark when she walked down the aisle.
That's what I was gonna say, like, with Keith and Iris for this episode, like, a little bit in the last one, Iris was kind of annoying me a little bit because she kept repeating it. And it's like, okay, we get it. You're a virgin. It's okay.
Right.
And in this episode, she wasn't saying it as much. I think it was just more of the episode of everybody else saying it. And I just, like, I love Keith because he just seems like he's going to be so patient and understanding.
Right.
It seems like that's how his character is evolving into, so.
We felt it strong right off the bat when they walked down the aisle.
Here's the thing. Like, was that a defense mechanism? Her using the virgin because she hasn't been, you know, hasn't made contact with him in any sense. Now that she's officially married, right? She walked down the aisle. It became official. Everyone sees her with him. Does her mindset slowly start changing?
Right.
That is going to be a thing. Because at first it's like, whoa, don't come near me. I'm a virgin. This and that. It's like she's guarded in that sense, right? She's got a gate around her. Now, will he get to enter?
Coming down.
Will he get to enter that gate? Will she loosen up the locks? Will she give him the combination?
We'll see. Well, we got a lot of people in the chat, as always. What's up, guys? We love all of you. You know you're our extended panel. And just like CU, who said right here in the chat, hello, my name is Iris, and I'm a virgin. Yeah, it's really in our face. We get it that it's a plot point of the show, so they have to have it out there. Jim, since you weren't here last week, I'd love to hear what everybody in the chat has to say, and I'd love to hear what you have to say about this. Because as we discussed, she stated that she was a virgin waiting for marriage for religious purposes, right? However, it would seem apparent to me that if you had this strong relationship with God, very religious person, and you did this reality show where you never knew the person, that doesn't seem like a real strong relationship marriage to have consummated for your first time, for that to be the buildup to wait. Does that cheapen it somehow to you? Like, what do you think about it?
Well, it's going to be tested. Her faith's going to be tested, right? What are you faithful for? The actual faith, right? The belief that, hey, I need to be in love. I need to be married. I have a strong relationship with God, and I'm not going to give it up that quickly, right? Even though it's official. Mm-hmm. Or does the act of getting married change it all? Now it gives you a built-in reason, and suddenly you can justify everything, right? So she's going to have...
Right, like an escape.
Justification, Lanisha, does not, you know, cancel out your faith, right? It's not... I feel like... I mean, we're getting a really deep philosophical, religious conversation here. But
this is a show to do this,
by the way. Technicalities work with God? That's a strange thing to say, right? The paper's written down, but they didn't get married in church. They got married in a gazebo at this resort that's a sponsor.
Back in the days with the Bible, technically, they didn't do ceremonies like this either. Marriage was different back at, like,
of course.
Like in the biblical days, like marriage was more than just it wasn't a piece of paper.
Like, you were like 15 or something, too.
Right. So people are doing it different now. Now, I don't know about how it would feel about the TV perspective of I want to be on TV, married at first sight, because there's also is like certain religions where they are fixed, like, oh, you have to marry this is my son.
Sure,
yeah,
arranged marriages.
Yeah. So there are different religions as regard of that, but I think it comes tricky as far as it being TV. I think that's the part where it's kind of like, you can't really say.
Yeah.
God, like, you know, God would approve of this because I'm going on TV and getting married now, you know?
It's strange. We're going to talk more about them in a bit. Let's real quick go over to our other couple, Elizabeth and Jamie. Of course, they got married as well. Felt different when they walked down the aisle, when Elizabeth walked down the aisle. And I hate the producers for tricking us because I really, really wanted them to know each other. That's it. They really hyped it up at the preview last episode when her dad was like, do you know that guy? And she was laughing like crazy. I really fell for it. I was excited to see it. But it didn't seem like instant chemistry.
No. Oh, well, she kind of... I will say, like, Elizabeth laughing.
Yeah.
Like, she kind of gave me my feel, because when I'm, like, nervous, like, super nervous about something, I just laugh everything off.
She was there.
Yeah, she was just, she could not stop laughing. Their chemistry seems more, like, there was no spark.
Mm-hmm.
There was, like, later on a little bit, like, okay, I just want to rip your clothes off, and I could tell you're going to be the one where I'm just let it be one and done, all right? We're going to get to D-Day, we're going to get a divorce, cool.
Like, that's think the goal here?
Yeah, I don't think they're surviving, like, in love, or not even to say in love, because nobody's in love right now, but there was no spark there. There was more just, like, I know I'm going to have sex with you.
He seemed really, really reserved.
Right. Like, well, that's the thing. She's got a big personality, right?
Yeah.
And sometimes, like, she's kind of the alpha in this relationship, right? In that sense, she's the boisterous, loud one, yeah. You know, the outspoken. And as a guy, I mean, in that sense, I don't know if he's surprised by that. Because remember, he doesn't know much about sure. going yeah. into this. So yeah. that's another thing. Is he now taking a back seat or taking a step back, assessing the situation? He yeah. wasn't maybe prepared for that. Oh, maybe he gels worse. With someone who's a lot more subdued, or, you know, maybe quieter, mm-hmm. and reserved side.
That's fair, but yeah. that's also a big potential of why he's still single and hasn't been able to find anybody.
That's true. He's going and maybe the she's people. The one that she's going to get it out of him and kind of like push him into things that, you know, for him to open up and get him to do these things that he maybe yeah. would have been taking a back seat to. So that could we'll it see. Could work both ways. It could either They're work doomed. For him, or it will doom it. You know, that's there's only two things. It's
They're
only
doomed.
Two reasons.
All the couples, though, either it's going to work or not.
Well, here's this no, one. Well, this one's more so because it's so.
This one seems more black and white with
yes.
this.
Yes.
Yeah, there's
absolutely.
Not a lot of gray area
yeah,
with this.
There's no
couple.
Gray area with this yeah. one. This is going to either.
Explode or be amazing. Yeah,
yeah
boom
yeah.
or bust.
I think it goes with a lot what I was telling you about, like, opposites attract.
Yep.
But this one's, like, too opposite, I feel like, for me. Like, he's super, super picky. And
yeah.
he doesn't even know. This is only a little bit of her showing her personality up front. Wait till they get to the living situation.
Yeah,
oh,
we're not even out of the wedding yet.
Okay,
so
that's what I know. Like,
they get married. The two of them get married. We see it. And then, of course, because this is still the same first night for this entire episode, right. they go on and they get their little photo shoots and things like that. And then we go on to the reception, and we're going to talk a ton about each individual reception because yeah. they were very different feels, I think, for all the couples.
I agree.
But before we get into that, talking about feels, we have the feels for all of y'all out there who are watching us every week. You guys rock, and Lanisha wants to give you a little more love.
Yes, just like what Michael said, you guys are amazing, and thank you guys for making us the ESPN of TV talk. Now, don't forget to subscribe, hit that little button at the bottom right there, give us a like, thumbs up, and if you're listening on iTunes, feel free to give us a 5-star rating. You guys are awesome. We love you guys in the live chat. Keep on those comments coming. We see you guys. And even if you view it later, we also see those comments as well.
We love you guys. We see you all in the chat. Yolanda, Mr. Oliwoda back again. I think it was Mr. Oliwoda said he was going to add the word virgin to the drinking game. Absolutely.
Oh, man.
See you. Who's
Felicia?
You're
not going to finish that episode.
Yolanda, we love to see you guys. Thanks so much for hanging out. So
I'm going to play that.
We get into this.
You want to finish the episode? It might not get
We
far.
Tried that at one of the finales last season. It's rough because it's a really repetitive show, at least for specific words. So I want to get first into Greg and Deanna because, quite frankly, I think they're the most boring couple going on right now.
Aww.
That's not to say that they're a bad match.
Mm-hmm.
They just didn't have a lot of screen time at all in this episode, and not a ton went on. So she is hesitant to kiss right off the bat.
Yeah.
Would you be in this situation? I mean, it's a very personal thing. Normally, you're not just attacking somebody, you know, with your lips when you just met them in 10 minutes. But as we said last season, this is not a typical situation. This is your husband now.
Mm-hmm.
So do you think she needs to just roll with it, or do you keep him like a stranger for a while?
You already rolled this far. You might as well roll
right?
all the way. If he's cute, like, why not? If you're attracted to him, why not?
Here's the thing. They're both conservative, right? They
yeah.
both mesh together well because
yeah.
they're both. So I don't think there's any pressure there to do that. And when people were knocking the glasses, you know, for them to kiss,
yeah.
they were just kind of in a prayer, right?
Well, they
that's
pray.
So,
that's so
pray.
Rude.
I mean,
that's
so
rude.
Weird. Like, you have to bring that up, okay?
Yeah.
We see them praying, saying grace before
right.
they start to eat.
They're both into it. Super, like, yeah, this is an
religious.
Important moment for them.
We know they're both religious, and that's an amazing thing to
that's
be
good.
Matched up randomly or,
sure.
you know, randomly. You know, the show knew about it, so it's great that it's not one is and one isn't, because that could be a mess.
That would have already been a disaster.
Well, that wouldn't have worked.
Like, yeah, for
this, especially this couple.
Mm-hmm. They're on the same page and they're saying grace, and then everybody in there is clinking glasses. Which
who
guys,
invited these people? Who yeah. are they? Okay,
like, presumably you? A lot of their family would be religious too. Yeah. And a quick glance, you can really tell if your head's down and you're both like holding hands and closing. You know what's going on. For those of you out there who don't know, clinking glasses at a wedding means yeah. the couple is supposed to kiss.
Yeah.
Which every season it seems like there's a few couples who don't know that's what that means. Anyway, I just thought it was so rude of their family. It's real
yeah.
obvious.
Yeah.
Why isn't everybody else saying grace in this super religious family?
Or at least let them finish. Like, you don't have to say grace. They were to themselves.
Yeah, it's not like they're taking an hour yeah. to do a prayer. It's not like they're running a service here. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, a church service. They're just having a prayer. I'm sure that they can get their attention the 80% of the time that's left at this wedding. So they just found the wrong moment to do that. Let right. them have that moment together. And they're both in it and very, very much into this moment. They almost didn't notice the outside, you know, mm-hmm. with people clanking the glasses and all that.
Yeah.
It was
yeah.
just bad timing. Like, let them have yeah. their moment of prayer.
You know what? Deanna also brought up something really fascinating when she said that she had asked the producers or the matchmakers or whoever that she wanted a guy with kind eyes.
Yeah, and he's
got mm-hmm. it. I thought it would be interesting if at some point on the show, and someone in the chat, correct me if I'm wrong, and they actually do this, I would love to see the original interviews or whatever where we hear what they wanted, like especially physically and mentally or whatever, you know, emotionally, yeah. what they wanted in a partner, and then see how the experts match them up with people.
Mm-hmm. I feel like they used to do that. Like in the old episodes, they used to do that.
Because they have not they did not do it this season or even last season. We heard about stuff that they wanted.
In the old episodes,
which is why What's-His-Name was so weird, because he was like, I basically want anything but a white girl, and they gave him a white girl. That was so weird. No.
That's what he gets, okay?
Hey, man.
That was the... They were terrible.
So, hoodwinked.
It literally was. It was like naming them off, and it was like anything but white, and they were like, here she is, and you're going to be awkward the entire time. So yeah, I just thought that would be interesting to see how close they actually matched it to mm-hmm. the real people.
Hmm. I mean, they do have good people who's setting this up. You know what I mean? Like the dating coaches and whatnot.
Kate and Luke. I lost their name for a second. How could I forget?
They're
that
pros.
That was bad. I feel like there's always that one bad couple.
Well, maybe maybe it's for show purposes. You never know.
Dawn in the chat corrected me. It's episode zero. It's the matchmaking episode. We did not cover that. Yeah, I did not see the matchmaking episode this mm-hmm. season. All right. We should go back and watch it. Let us know if they were at all accurate there in the chat, because I'm doubtful. Anyway, pretty end of the story there for Greg, right? And Deanna. nothing crazy this episode. They seem still like a good match. They seem like a good pair.
I feel like they're cute and awkward, and I feel like they're both being respectful of each other's uncomfortableness. Like, I feel like they're both at the same level, so it's no pressure.
He gets
like
to go on the family vacation.
Yeah. Mm.
Yep. But also, this is maybe, since they're so similar, they'll find annoyance with it together.
That too.
You know, that's a question to ask, because sometimes, initially it feels good. Oh, we're you know, they got the prayer and faith mm-hmm. think in common. But what about she's looking for someone more assertive? And maybe if he's looking for someone more assertive to get them out of show, as we're talking about Elizabeth and Jamie here, you know, they might not match. But what about this couple being too similar?
Right.
And then maybe once they're together, now it's cool on the surface, because initially it's an attraction point. But what if later that becomes a kind of annoyance to them, that they're not feeling that in a partner? They want someone more assertive and not basically the same version of themselves.
Because if you're both passive, nothing's ever going to get done.
Right.
But it's funny that he was talking about assertive, because I was thinking like Greg initially, before he met her, was like kind of like a Will last season, who was more like in his shell, didn't want to be sexual with this girl or anything, like was very shy.
Right.
Or he just
someone's gonna have to call the shots here, because they're not gonna do anything for
So that's gonna be cool. We'll see. I'd like to move now to Matt and Amber. Again, we're knocking out the couples who were married last episode. Still a really cute couple.
Yeah.
Still a really big height difference.
And she loves kissing her man.
She loves kissing him.
Like, hey, where do I get me an Amber, man? Where do I sign up?
Oh, you can, because she's got an identical twin. Hey, you didn't want to go on the show, Jim. All right, so there's no take that.
Hey, that's I was graduating college. Now things have changed. The setting is probably laid better right now.
Let's we'll get our producer Jonathan to see if we can get Amber's twin sister in the studio.
I'm
to,
all about
hook Jim
it.
Up. Can we do that, Jonathan?
I mean, we could try.
There we go. Hey. All right. Confirmed. Jonathan will get
next
the,
season. Married at First Sight. Amber 2.0.
But it's not really First Sight because you've seen her on the TV already.
Well, yeah,
so
yeah.
For her,
I mean,
surprise yeah. for Jim, all in.
Hey, what's up?
She could be the exact opposite of her twin, though.
That could be.
Like,
yes.
I don't kiss until the fifth year.
Well, then I'll make my move.
You can tell the difference, though, between the twins. The more they talk and the more I, like, look at them, you can tell the difference.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They, aside from the twin, Amber and Matt seem like a great pair still. They talk more about basketball. They're really sporty. They're into it together. The big storyline for them in this episode is obviously their reception. And the big, big storyline is the lack of his family being there. So just to set this up for anybody who didn't see, obviously we know his parents recently got divorced. Mm-hmm. And now somebody else is going to, I know, correct me in the chat because I feel like I'm mistaken. But the what I got from it was that he didn't invite them because of the awkwardness and the tension and whatever from that divorce. To me, I say, well, you know, his parents were married for 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
It's an awkward, that's a long time to get divorced. Something bad had to happen. But that's separate from your kid's wedding. That's one of the things in life that you put aside the difference. I mean, 30 years, you obviously had plenty of good times, whatever. Mm-hmm. So you would think that they would put that together. I feel like the show is making more out of it, and he didn't have to exclude them from the wedding.
Can I just say that those producers knew about this and the announcer when they said dance with your son dance with, I was like, okay, now y'all knew that his mom wasn't there.
That's so rude, I wanted to cry
but at the end of the day, like, I also had happy tears as well when Amber's mom danced with him.
Well, as soon as we watched
that
I'm gonna take some credit here on this one.
What are you
as soon as we watched that,
you did.
I said this didn't have to be so awkward.
Yeah.
The show knew about this.
Oh, yeah.
Just dance with her mom. But they had to make a little plot point out of it with mom walking up and saying, I would just like to know if, like, you would like to dance with me. Like, yeah,
yeah.
Obviously, this is not an epic fix to do.
And
right?
Unfortunately, it's so sad because there really are parents out there who, besides their kid, they won't think about their kid, but they'll be selfish and think about their own relationship. Like, I don't want to see him or I don't want to see her. And they'll put that in the way of their own child's happiness.
Here's the thing. Like, there's one thing if his parents were deceased or one of his parents, you know what I mean? Like, if he didn't have, for them, and we don't know the dynamics of this, the relationship
That's
and
true.
The breakup and all that.
Yeah.
But at least one of them could have showed up. Maybe he could have went to one of them if there was something. This better have one than none, right? At some point.
So we got our friends in the chat are bringing up really good points. I want you guys to touch on them.
Yeah.
Dawn Fan Forever says he didn't even invite his siblings.
See, that's maybe it wasn't a hidden thing that he didn't invite them because of maybe he's hurt by their divorce or whatnot. This could have been his call.
Right.
And for the show to kind of make like, oh, well, let's feel bad for him. Maybe he didn't invite them. And then that's a different story. It's like, we're not going to feel that bad for him because he chose not to have them there. You know?
So then to follow that up, Mr. Oliwoda said, even with his situation, it'd be a red flag for me because you didn't even invite.
Sure.
It's not, he's not even saying, I invited my family, they declined to come.
Right, that's a different thing.
Or my parents declined to come. He just didn't even invite them. So, is this a Luke situation from, like, last season where we're not getting the whole
story?
Exactly, yeah. Where he's making it out to be, well, I didn't invite them because it's awkward. I haven't seen anybody in the chat or anybody that I've talked to think it's really an awkward thing.
No.
Like, that's their relationship. But they're your parents and
they don't
love
need to
you.
Sit together. They can be separated.
Yeah, right.
You can arrange it so many different ways if that was a desire to make it happen. I mean, these are his parents. These are very important people at a wedding.
Katie's got another point. Maybe he isn't taking the marriage that seriously, and that's why he didn't invite her. Is he preemptively saying this isn't going to last the 8 weeks anyway? It's I'm doing it for a gag. Or for PR or something. I don't know.
Could be. I mean, that's a big deal. If you're not inviting your parents, you know, and your siblings now, we're finding out that too. So that's something's off.
It seems like he's
the bad apple here, right?
Y'all,
right.
I was
that's
feeling
the case.
Bad, but y'all are making me
so,
like less.
I don't know. It seems really strange. Be that as it may, they made it through the reception.
Sure.
They were having fun. That's fine. Everything worked out good. And obviously, we get to see them go back to their hotel room, and she's just all over this guy. Luckily for her, he sat down on the bed, so they were even height then. And she's just all about it.
Okay.
Which, just like you were saying, Lanish, like, she seemed very conservative and, like, shy almost before they got married. And now, as soon as she saw this, like, 8,000 foot tall dude, she's like all about it.
I think it's as soon as she found out that he was like into basketball, same like her, and the fact that they were so comfortable with each other.
Right.
Once you hit that comfortable mark, sometimes you're just comfortable. Once I'm out of my shell, boom, I'm out.
You're just consumed with it.
Yeah, and she was willing to tell him everything about her auntie.
Yeah, like, that's right.
All like she was. Really
we were lost, Mike.
We,
what about lust?
It's lust
and infatuation, because that's all at first sight. No pun intended.
Sure.
Right? I mean, for her to have such a, I mean, craving in a sense, a reaction to him, it's more, it's not mental. It's just kind of a reactive thing.
Right.
In a lot of ways. It's not emotional because you can't build that over that time.
It's just a
reactive thing, like, hey, what's the difference between going to a club and, like, being in a mood and you see someone attractive and bam?
Sure.
You know? What's the difference here?
It's almost like you would think she's the virgin.
Yeah.
She's, like, so, like, into it.
Totally. Yeah.
Well, I'm glad he's a good kisser, because imagine if he wasn't a good kisser. Then it would be like, ooh.
Of course. I just want to point out a couple more things before we move on. Of course Amanda caught the bouquet. Because Amanda is such a part of this love story somehow. She has managed to get herself, like, maybe Amanda is itching for some screen time or something. Like, are you an actress? She is in this show.
Listen,
big time as a best
call
friend.
I'm this Mike versus Amanda.
No, I like her. She's very attractive. She's cute. Like, I'm down, but it's just odd how much Amanda has been in their segment so far. Do you, girl? That's awesome. And I just want to point out for any of our maybe younger viewers or uninformed viewers, Amber makes a statement that she said when she's talking to her twin and the other girls, right? She says, let me take my birth control so I can have sex tonight. That's not how it works.
No.
That will not be effective. You at least have to be on BC for like 7 days. So don't do that.
Correct us if we're wrong, chat. You've saved potential problems out there. Let us know the rules of birth control.
You can't pop your first birth control pill at like 11 o'clock on your wedding night and then go to town in a couple hours. It doesn't work like that.
No.
We just want to make sure everybody is safe out there. Okay.
So let the men know, basically, y'all got to watch.
Yeah.
Some of these women, they trying to catch you. Yeah, just letting you know, they attract.
Play it safe, right?
Whose side are you on, Lanish?
Oh, no, I'm on the guy's side. I'm on the guy. Yeah.
All right.
I do not condone trapping men.
I like it.
That's good. I'm glad. Voice of reason.
Let's move on to Matt and... Sorry, we're just covering Matt. Oh, my gosh.
He's so tall that there's two versions of him.
You got to cover him twice.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Keith and Iris, speaking of virgins. A virgin. If you guys didn't know, Iris is a virgin, which means Iris hasn't had sex yet, and she has not
lost... She doesn't need birth control.
She has not lost her virginity yet.
No birth control.
That is also not true.
Yeah.
Do not listen to Jim. Virgins can get pregnant on their first time.
Okay,
don't spread fake news. So, I want to figure this whole virgin thing out, because again, that is after they get married, we see they have really good chemistry right off the bat.
Yeah.
He is kind of the soft, silent, strong type. She's a little bit more outgoing, goofy, and flirty, and that's cute. They seem to be totally getting along. We go to their reception.
They look good together, too.
Yeah,
they do. Them and their family.
That's what I like. I like the whole dynamic of them.
100%. We find out right after they get married that she also doesn't drink. So my initial reaction, but she said she was gonna, right? Because she says, we need to pop something now for this occasion. I said, whoa.
Special occasion drinker.
She's gonna get wasted for the first,
for the first time.
And have sex for the first time.
Oh, man.
Like, this show is really changing lives right here.
So, you know what them wine be doing to you.
They go, they have a seemingly nice reception. Two big points from the reception. One, her dad completely breaks down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right? Which, again, producers, what are you doing? Obviously, the gentleman was crying outside. Everything is on 8,000 cameras. And why is a DJ calling for the father-daughter dance? Like, can we just have a modicum of couth here?
No.
We don't need to put these people on blast like that,
it
right?
It makes it so awkward. Like, come on.
Yeah, it's a real moment that you're cheating away, in a sense. A
this
cheating
poor
away
guy,
real moment from this guy,
I mean, actors can't cry on cue.
Right.
So you know this guy is having a real emotion about giving his daughter away, even though it's only for 8 weeks. Don't worry about it, bro. She's coming right back.
She'll be back.
It's not
two
a big deal.
Yeah.
But I just thought that was really crummy. And then, more importantly, his mom, who's, I will say it every episode, her hair is on point. You know, it's tough for women to really rock a short haircut, and she looks fantastic.
Yeah.
She talks to Iris and really talks about the fact that her dress is white. I took an issue with this because
white.
Every bride's dress is white, pretty much, whether you're
but
a virgin or not.
White.
But what are you talking about? Mm-hmm. Okay, are we getting into like eggshell is different than off-white is different than to me? I'm a dude, right? White is white. It's just the color.
Well, no, because that was initially like white represents purity.
Absolutely,
but like hers was like super white, and there are a lot of brides who don't wear that type of white. They do wear like off-white.
They
don't even have that color.
Do they not wear such a bright white because of the connotation that it brings, or is it just a preference?
Okay, some don't care about the purity thing. Some like just like you're a bride, it makes sense, wear white. White is white.
Right.
But I think for her initially, and you know, you as a mother that knows about it, know the more pure that white is, girl, there's something up.
I mean, evidently, because her mom immediately reacts. And for some reason, the show played scary music, which seemed off with the whole sentiment. She was like, the mom's, and then she learned why. And then mom seemed to say, well, that really says a lot about your character and the type of person you are. It's like, why are they playing like Jason Friday the 13th music?
Come
like
on.
She just dropped a bombshell.
But
what I really wanted to get into and hear from you guys is mom immediately goes to Keith and completely blows up Iris's spot. Was that her place to tell Keith that his new wife's a virgin?
I feel like, okay, so I'm getting into mother mode.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like,
there
if I was a mother, I probably would want my son to be prepared and know that. But as just a, like, if wife mode, I would want to tell my man first in my own timing that I am a virgin. Because there's a certain way you bring that stuff like
that's a
that
big
up.
Thing to be outed about.
Is mom running the show? That's the question. Is she in control of this relationship? In a sense, is she going to be dictating things? Dress, my daughter's a virgin. That's an issue. Okay, because they're both passive in a sense. Mm-hmm. If mom's going to be taking the reins here, that's a whole different dynamic.
And that's the thing, right? Is this a taste of things to come? Is his mom going to constantly be in the relationship? And what is the fallout going to be when Iris finds out that Keith's mom told him? Because we haven't seen that reaction happen yet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a problem. You don't want a parent get involved that much in a relationship. They're adults here.
Right.
You know? They are supposed to have these conversations with each other. You know?
Yeah.
It's not on... She's not a teenager, a kid that... And him too. Mm-hmm. That the mother is like coddling them.
Right.
You know, in that sense. And kind of controlling. Like, oh, you're going to do this. Or this is right. You should know this. It's on them. Hands off. That's the kind of thing.
Again, I think it's just mother bear mode. I don't think it was too much.
It's like, bear hug mode.
Bear hug mode. Because I think at the end of the day, she was just looking out for her son because she knows her son. And that's where I think the music came from. Because she knows, like, oh, you're a virgin. I know my son. He is definitely not a virgin.
Now, CU Who's has a really, really good comment. Iris was wrong for once again saying, hi, my name is Iris, and I'm a virgin. So she didn't need to give that information to mom whatsoever. She's just like, this is just, I just love the dress. This was my favorite dress that I found. We didn't need a deep, epic, well, it's for my purity, and I have made a vow, and, you know, whatever.
Well, that's her gimmick, almost, if you, like, this whole virgin thing. Like,
so then,
it's almost,
so then,
now she can't have that crutch. It's like I said, it was like a crutch that she uses for everything in a lot of ways. You know, it just somehow, we don't know her dynamics or anything like that, but it's something it justifies for her and to herself by saying that, either, like, perception-wise or to herself or both. Because there's a reason she's doing that, right? You just don't. That's not, in a sense, normal. That people are like, I'm a virgin. Huh, I'm this. You know, it's a context of it. That stuff gets brought up. You just don't announce it to the world.
I don't necessarily think that's bad.
Mixed reactions in the chat, real quick. Felicia, I think it's indicative of a mother having a good relationship with her son. Mm-hmm. And Just Watch saying she just met Iris. I would tell my kid also. I don't know that girl. Totally get that, but again, like, we always go back. This is not a normal dating relationship situation.
Right. Nothing about this is standard.
Like I said, it's more so mother mode. Like, I gotta prepare my son, who I know is not a virgin. He does not know about this, or probably is not prepared.
Well, here's the thing. Who is it more awkward for? The parents or the couple getting married? Because everyone's seeing each other for the first time.
Yeah.
Can you imagine that? Like, the kids, in a sense, the people who are getting married, can justify because they've signed up for this, but the parents maybe we'll never accept this or still not find an understanding of what's going on here.
Yeah.
You know, because it's their decision. Oh, like, they know what they're getting themselves into in a sense, but the parents might not grasp the concept, agree with it, understand it. So for them, they're experiencing this as a first time thing, maybe twice as difficult or confusing to them than the couple getting married.
Like Iris's dad. Yeah.
Right. Well, that's why you saw the real emotion come out.
The next dad that we thought, I was nervous, our final couple for Elizabeth and Jamie, that her dad was really going to try to get her to run. I don't know. He's a little loosey-goosey on this. He looks to be tearing up and stuff, too. Big negative points to Jamie for not saying hi to Elizabeth's mom when he walked out. Bro, come on.
That's a red flag for me right there.
That's just not cool. That's not cool.
I'm sorry.
And again, like we said, there wasn't the warmth. He didn't light up when he saw her right away. Now, we think he's kind of a passive person, but...
Well, it could be a real reaction. That's what I mean. You don't know until you see, right? Maybe he had an idea. You have to build up for months where stuff is happening behind the scenes, and you're imagining, you're thinking, and then you might envision a completely different thing from what you get.
Right.
And then when you see it, just might not be your thing. And you can't hide it, really, but you're also at a wedding, so you... for everyone else, you can't be like, oh, damn. You know,
we saw it last season with Kate and Luke. We immediately knew that he wasn't attractive.
Oh,
like, right off the bat.
His was worse.
Over his face. Yeah, his was worse, 100%.
Way worse.
So we get into it. They seem to have great kiss. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
They're nothing crazy about the reception. What I did want to touch on real quick was her friends crazy grilling him about what he expected that night and what do you expect on the honeymoon. Like, are you guys 10? We know that sex is an issue in all relationships and especially for newlyweds. Like, it's gonna... Why are you pressing this guy so hard?
Yeah.
Especially when she in the first episode was like, oh yeah, I'm gonna have sex in the first night.
And here's the thing. In defense, like, in comparison to the other couple, you're the oldest couple, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you would think the maturity level would be even more established with them. It's like, they're in their 30s or late 30s for him. Mm-hmm. So the friends you would think would be on that level where they're married, they have kids, as opposed to someone in their 20s, you know? So you'd be more understanding, be like, well, we don't even have to ask that. They're adults. We know we're at a point in ourselves, the friends, in their own lives. Why is this an issue? There's tells me something about the dynamic of the friends and her. Like, there's some kind of thing here that you would be buyers beware, right?
I was gonna say I could see it as a joke, as a little one-off joke, like,
sure, but it's not a joke.
But they were legit, like, no, tell us what you're thinking. And he was like, oh, we're going to have a good time on the honeymoon. Like, what does a good time mean to you?
Yeah.
Well, dude, what is wrong with you?
Interrogation mode.
Oh, my God.
You could do that with your girlfriend. Like, you could do that, like, with your friends. Like,
this brand-new stranger who's already awkwardly on television and,
if I found out that my friends did that to my man,
I would hurt them.
Be like, I know y'all didn't chase my man away.
That would chase you away because, like, that's your introduction. It's like, who the hell are these people? Like, why are they going to be in my life involved? And she's tight with them. They are, you know, this is going to be girls' night always or conversations with them. And can you imagine how this relationship is going to go if he's going to be questioned and, like, well, what is he going to do? Like, there's this expectation placed on him. Like, he needs to be the crowning prince or something to, you know what I mean? To like, justify her past maybe or something, you know? That's a lot to deal with.
It's great. We're going to see. We got a good overview now. Now we have all the couples married. We're going to get soon to the honeymoon, which is always fun. Before we go, let's get into our special segments here. First off, Producer Jonathan, we want you to roll this music. We're going to rate our couples. You guys, toss up in the chat what your ratings are. We're going to go through all of our couples on a scale of 1 to 10, we do, of course, and see where they're riding with us right now. First off, start Lanisha. Let's start off the same order we talked with them, with Greg and Deanna.
Greg and Deanna, I am going to, last time I had them at an 8, I'm going to keep them at an 8 because they're a good, awkward, cute couple. I feel like.
And this is in turn to the rating, if they're going to last, right? That sort of thing. Or how do we like them as a couple? What are we factoring in here completely?
It's everything. It's all of it.
It's everything.
It's extremely scientific here on AfterBuzz TV.
The whole package. The chemistry was done.
The whole package.
I actually think I'm giving a 5 because I think their personalities might clash, as I called earlier. You know, the passiveness might be a factor. It's all or nothing. You know, either that's going to be a problem. So I'll put them at a 5 right now in the middle.
I'm putting them, they're going to be my 7. They're going to be my 7. Yeah. Let's move right along to Matt and Amber.
Okay, Matt and Amber. Yes. They're cute. Okay, I'm going to give them a 9.
All right.
I like them.
6. I'm worried about the family thing from his end, the stories that are going to come out of it, and her excitement, her kind of, you know, reaction to wanting
it's too
it. Yeah, too much, too fast. Where is the luster going to wear off really quick then? You know, that's what concerns me. 6, and I could go lower even. I'm not going above a 6. There's a 4. It's a 4 to 6 range now.
I'm giving them a 9. I'm giving them a 9 because I think of everybody, I think they might be the best couple. I think, I'm calling it right now. They're my best couple. The point comes down one from a 10 because of what Jim said about the family and stuff.
Yeah.
Let's hit Keith and Iris.
This is my favorite couple. So I'm gonna give them a 9.5.
Okay.
Because I don't know about that virginity thing. Once we get all past that, then I'll see 10.
Jim?
I think they'll work around the virginity. I think they're most solid. I would give them like an 8.5. You know?
Now, see,
I almost want to say a 9, but
I am always opposite of everybody in the chat. Everybody here. I'm going low for them.
Really?
What?
Yes. Ooh. I'm gonna give them a 4 because I don't see them being compatible in the long run. I don't know. It's just a gut thing. It's a gut thing. Like last season, I knew Steph and AJ were good and it was all overblown. It just doesn't feel right. It doesn't feel right.
Let's I'm not against it because Keith, call
let's
me.
Go. All right. Elizabeth and Jamie.
Oh, they're a 4. Maybe a 3. I don't like them.
Oddly enough, I think there's so much weirdness going on here that I'll give him like a 7.
Okay, and I'm going to stick with them low too. I'm going to give them a 4 as well. I just I don't see it working out. I think they're going to be too.
There's a lot of warning flags, tons of them, with all these things we've discussed. But I think sometimes that might be the storm that kind of just passes through, and maybe that'll actually be something from the start that they'll just deal with and pass through, and then actually make it work. Sometimes weird things happen, so I'm giving them the weird benefit of the doubt. There's so much question marks that it could actually turn into something good.
Guys, our producer Jonathan is keeping track of all these numbers. We're going to see how we chart out. Let's move into our next special segment. We're calling this one, it's only for tonight, guys. It's only for tonight. We're doing sexy time. Jonathan,
hey.
Can we have sexy time? Thank you. We know that our couples just got married and we're going into the wedding night.
Mm-hmm.
Normally, on your wedding night, you're going to consummate your marriage. As we said, this is not a normal wedding. It's not a normal marriage. We're going to go around the horn again, same order.
Yeah.
Just a yes or no. Did these couples get busy tonight? Greg and Deanna.
No.
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 Yawn.
Simple.
Yeah, that's why they went first.
Yawn.
Matt and Amber.
Yes.
I mean, come on. Did they get to the hotel? I think it might have started before
this. It was in the Uber on the way home. Or Lyft. Or Lyft. Not sponsored. One of you guys. Absolutely. Yeah, they did. Absolutely. Absolutely. Keith and Iris, the virgin. If you didn't know, guys, Iris is a virgin.
No.
I'll say yes.
You're going to say yes?
I'm saying yes. I think it's going to happen. I think it's her the moment where she can justify it, and I think it's going to be that everything's so special to her. I say it's going to actually happen.
I say no. Now, we had somebody in the chat, CU, who said Iris is going to be a virgin when she gets off the show. I'm not sure about that, but I don't think it happened tonight. And then finally, Elizabeth and Jamie?
Yes, because all they is sexual. That's all the marriage is.
For sure.
She's all about it. For yes. Yeah. Okay, great.
That's all
and her friends will be probably nearby. Okay, outside the door.
Her friends are right. That's right. How was it? How'd it go? Did you have fun? Was it a good time?
Knocking on the door right after, yeah.
Let's go real quick, guys, before we wrap this up. We got a little fun news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
This is fun. Lanisha, you want to throw this?
I surely do. So as you guys know, our old expert, Dr. Jessica, was replaced by Dr. Viviana. And as you guys know, that was our sex coach expert. And I just got the news and gossip of why Dr. Jessica isn't on this season. So apparently she is involved, more than involved, she's engaged to season 6, Jonathan. Yes.
No, guys, this is not super news. Super new news.
Yeah. New
but
news.
It is, since we were off the air with Married at First Sight, so we want to bring it up. Mm-hmm. A little bit of almost Married at First Sight scandal.
Right.
Going on.
Whoa.
So
I wanted to know why my girl was off. Like, she knew she was a pretty expert at the sex coaching stuff.
I don't know. It begs the question, is Dr. Pepper and Pastor Cal casting for themselves as well? Are these experts casting for themselves?
I mean, you would think they would know so much about this individual, right? Looking into him.
It's kind of like Audition. Did you guys see that Miike film, the horror film?
No. Uh-huh.
You never saw that film?
No.
It's amazing. Japanese horror, guys. If you haven't seen Audition, it is amazing. It's very slow, but it's all about the last, 10 minutes. Essentially, this producer of TV shows wants to help his friend out who's unlucky.
Giving away the...
This is the plot. Okay. The producer of a TV show wants to help his buddy out who's bad at love.
Ah.
And he's single dad, wife passed away. And he's like, we'll just hold an audition. And we'll bring in girls. And you find out who you like. He picks one, and it goes crazy.
Whoa.
So guys, watch Unreal
as well. It is so good. If you haven't seen Audition, mm-hmm. It's amazing. Okay, finally, let's do some predictions real quick.
Yes.
Besides the sex one.
So dramatic.
Predictions.
Lanisha?
For just next episode? Or
sure.
Overall?
Whatever you want.
Okay, well, I am predicting, obviously, Doom from the start. As soon as... they move in with each other. Y'all already know Jamie is a fail. Jamie and Elizabeth, they're a failure. That's what I'm predicting. And I think that Keith and Iris, not this next episode, but later on, I think they are eventually going to have sex.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Jim?
Iris is going to have sex. It's going to shock everyone.
It's all we care about.
And
it's going to shock everyone.
She will no longer be a virgin, guys.
Yeah.
Real
this
quick, my prediction is, because we're getting so much flack for it, we saw some news. We didn't bring it up in this news, but we also saw it in the previews. I think we're getting tricked, and Matt didn't actually cheat on Amber. I think they're blowing it up, and they're pulling a hoodwink on us. Yeah, that's what I think.
Yeah, I didn't want to bring it up because I didn't know.
What about the sister? Is she involved in any way?
Oh,
the twin?
Man. What if Matt goes with the sister?
That's what I was going to say, too. There might be some sister involvement here. If I'm not involved yet, the show filmed already.
That's right.
The sister might come into play here. I'm telling you. Hey, they're
not
twins.
Not the sister. I could predict Amanda would.
We got Amanda. We're going to try to get Amanda on the show, too, Jonathan. We need the twin, and we need Amanda, okay?
Yes.
All right, working on it.
Excellent.
Right now.
Thank you so much. Guys, that was episode 2 of season 9, Married at First Sight. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. Guys, where can they find you, Jim?
You can find me at TheJimAlexander on all social media, realtalker.com, REEL.
Yes, and I'm Lanisha, and you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Lanisha, spelled Lanisha, 914.
Guys, I am Mike Thielen. You can find me everywhere at Mike Thielen. Thank you so much for hanging out with us tonight. Go get some.
Don't get
like it's your wedding night.
Yes,
like it's your
right.
Wedding night.
Get some.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.